And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from San Francisco. So let's get down to business. And what a first day, second half it has been at the Neo DevCon. I've had the honor and privilege of meeting Da Hong Fei, which was definitely one of my highlights. And for anyone who doesn't know, he's the founder of Neo and Onchain. I also met Dan Bonnet. He's a professor at Stanford University, and he gave a really interesting talk in regards to efficient confidential transactions using bulletproofs. Super interesting. Fabio, who's the founder of the City of Zion, he was talking about Next, then decentralized exchanges, and what they're going to be doing for the space, which is super interesting. And SVK Crypto, our in-house view, is we're very bullish on decentralized exchanges coming out, and it's something that we definitely monitor very carefully. Then we had a live performance from a group in San Francisco called Team HODL. Now, Team HODL are a YouTube sensation. And you probably can tell by the name, they produce songs about hodling your crypto, right? And they're super, super cool guys. They did a quick kind of two-minute live performance, which was very entertaining. Then we heard from Fernando, who's the co-founder of Red4Sec, and he was talking about auditing Neo Smart Economy, the importance of cybersecurity. Super, super interesting. Very insightful talk. And then we heard from the Neo panel. Now, the panel had Dean Jeffs, who is a founder of NNT. We had Alex DiCarlo, who is part of Neo Tracker, and Fabio, who's the founder of City of Zion. And they just gave a really good talk about where they get their research from, which was really interesting because they were speaking about really key points such as doing your own research, building a network that you can trust and depend on to a certain extent, and people you can bounce ideas from who are also in the space, and also going through forums and how important going through forums is. And there's a lot of noise on forums, I think is the best way to put it. But if you go through and you spend the time and you find select individuals who you've seen previous comments before, and you can kind of work out if they actually know what they're talking about or not, and just giving a kind of a general view of how they kind of build up an understanding of a new project if you know they're not involved and they've heard good things about it. So that was really good. And then we heard from Ji, who is the blockchain architect of Zakilla. Zakilla is basically a secure and scalable blockchain with sharding and multi-signing. So that was really, really good. And then we finish things off with Loopring founder Daniel Wang speaking about coming to Neo for the NEP5 token trading. And then Pavel Baines, our man, and he's the CEO of Blue Zelle, speaking about how blockchain can solve the world's coming data management problem. Great, great first day. Really, they hit the ball out of the park. Great speakers, very enjoyable, entertaining. The atmosphere was really good. It was full of people that had participated in Neo at a very, very early stage when it was called AntShares, and big believers in the space, and loads of guys who just wanted to help each other, and there's a really good community vibe there. So that was really cool. And on top of that, I had the opportunity to meet all of the guys I've just listed out real quick. So I've had the opportunity to meet them all. I've had loads of pictures taken. I was asking questions that you guys sent through via email. And it was great to connect with the City of Zion. So big shout out to those guys, and to connect to all of the Neo blockchain founders, and also to connect to a lot of the companies within the space who are working with the Neo team and the City of Zion team. So big shout out to those guys, and thank you so much for having us down. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
Ranging reactions to Facebook cryptocurrency ad ban. Interesting story. Facebook came out, banned people paying for advertising for cryptocurrencies and ICOs. And it's had a bit of backlash, but let me know your thoughts. Let's jump into the story. Facebook users will no longer be bombarded by cryptocurrency, initial coin offering, and Bitcoin adverts on social media platform. The company has instituted an all-out ban on cryptocurrency, ICO, or Bitcoin adverts, citing financial products and services frequently associated with misleading or deceptive promotional practices. Unfortunately, legitimate financial service providers will also be painted with the same brush, which effectively rules out any advertising of cryptocurrencies or related products on Facebook. Adverts failing to comply will be banned from Facebook and its partner platform, Instagram, as well as advertising platform Audience Network. Facebook's advertising tech director, Rob Lathan, said the ban was intentionally broad in an effort to weed out deceptive and misleading advertising. Social media reacts. As per usual, a gander at social media timelines provides some interesting reading, with varying opinions on the latest developments in the cryptocurrency space. Facebook's advertising move was met with varying degrees of skepticism on Twitter. So this is one of the tweets from a user called Armin Van Bitcoin. You can go follow him at Armin Van Bitcoin. Here's the tweet. So 3 weeks ago, this is what Zuckerberg said. I'm interested in learning more about decentralization and how to put the power back into people's hands. Today, Facebook bans ads promoting Bitcoin, ICO, and cryptocurrencies. Another tweet from a user called Sunny Nirha, and you can go follow him at Sunny Nirha Bro. Facebook banned all ads related to cryptocurrencies, ICOs, binary trading, etc. Many people got scammed by fake ICO ads on Facebook, and Ton and Geo being leading examples of this. So, I mean, interesting. Do you think they've done the right thing? I guess it depends of how you see it. I mean, lots of projects that we've been part of at SVK Crypto, you know, haven't really spent any money on advertising on Facebook. So it's interesting. Let me know your thoughts. Please feel free to send me an email. With that in mind, let's get on to the next story. Russia's largest state bank to open cryptocurrency exchange in Europe. Interesting story. Controversial once again, so let's get into it. Sberbank, the largest state bank of Russia, is planning to launch a cryptocurrency exchange in its Swiss branch. Sberbank Switzerland AG, local media group RBC, reported on Tuesday, January 30th. So the bank's head of global markets, Andrei, told RBC that the Russian bank chose Switzerland for the exchange location because Russian authorities do not currently allow cryptocurrency operations. While cryptocurrency exchanges are legal in Switzerland, so this is why we chose to open over here. So this is a statement from him. So we wish to serve our customers' interests. That's why we think that we need to have a strategic access to all kinds of products and services. As RBC reports, Sberbank is currently developing their trading infrastructure. But when Andrei in the interview was asked, he did not specify when the exchange is expected to be launched. Sberbank does not plan to provide cryptocurrency exchange to retail traders, but is looking to operate on the institutional level. Cryptocurrency exchange operations will be available for legal entities only, adding that cryptocurrency investments are high risk due to market volatility. Earlier this month, the head of Sberbank, Hermann Griff, declared the cryptocurrency should not be banned under any circumstances, calling both cryptos and the blockchain new huge technologies whose power cannot be realized at the moment. On January 25th, Russian authorities presented the Digital Asset Regulation Bill, which defines and establishes a regulatory system for cryptocurrencies, ICOs, mining, and trading. According to the latest update of the bill, the Ministry of Finance is aiming to legally adopt cryptocurrency trading since it would reduce the risks of fraud and increase government's tax revenue due to the potential for the fiasco transparency. According to local crypto news site ForkLog, the final version of the bill will be officially released no later than July 1st, 2018, which means the current version could still be altered before the law goes into effect. Great story. Let's get on to the next one. South Korea finance minister confirms no ban on cryptocurrency. South Korea finance minister Kim Dong-yoon has reaffirmed that the government will not ban or otherwise suppress cryptocurrency in the country, according to a statement reported by Reuters today, January 31st. In the latest update to the country's ongoing regulatory overhaul of cryptocurrency exchange, Kim firmly distanced Seoul from previous comments about a potential outright ban, which had caused public outrage earlier this month. "There is no intention to ban or suppress cryptocurrency market," he said in the statement. Kim and Justice Minister Park Sang-ki caused an uproar earlier this month after the latter said in a press conference that a ban on cryptocurrency exchange was in the works. Mainstream media then published a misleading report that the ban was certain, which helped push a cryptocurrency sell-off. A public petition that called to have both ministers removed from their jobs and to lessen regulations subsequently gathered over 200,000 signatures, which means the government must formally respond to it. Regulatory steps are now a priority for lawmakers. Kim continued as reports emerge about a customs crackdown on alleged illegal trading involving cryptocurrencies. Great story. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Crypto Chad, and you can go follow him at Crypto Chad in LA. And here's the tweet. So the top current six coins exactly 12 months ago in price. Okay, so he tweeted this today. So, number one, Bitcoin was $920. Ethereum was $10.48. Ripple was 6 cents. Bitcoin Cash wasn't existent. Cardano, non-existent. NEO, 14 cents. Woo! What a time to buy, huh? The second tweet today goes to Hanachi, and you can go follow him at lou_hey_crypto, and here's a tweet. So he actually did a vote tweet. So basically he has four coins and he tweeted which coin will rise in value the most in 2018, and here are your four picks. So you had Tron, Ripple, Vericoin and Neo. 11% went for Vericoin, 16% went for Neo, 33% went for Tron, and 40% of people went for Ripple. So, interesting to see where people's heads are at in San Fran, and he's a local resident here, so this is the tweet he did. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
Alright, so in this part of the show, we're going to be discussing the more detailed version of what's been happening at the Neo DevCon 2018, and it's been the first Neo DevCon, so I'm looking forward to attending the next one and the one after and to keep this going. But it's been a fantastic atmosphere to be, and it's a really good place to meet enthusiastic people who are from all walks of life and are in the space and are extremely passionate about the space. So it's really good to meet these fantastic people. And some of the people I've had the honor and privilege of meeting, I thought I'd kind of go through with you guys. So Alan Fong, who's the co-founder of the City of Zion, and he's also the co-founder of a couple of ICOs coming out, which I'm not allowed to speak too much about yet because they haven't officially been announced. But Alan Fong is under the age of 21, and he's an absolute craftsman and a genius of what he does, founding the City of Zion at that young age and being a part of the space, and a lot of people look up to him. So when I was speaking to him, he was telling me about what he's doing and what his plans are with the City of Zion and Neo and what they're looking to do for the overall cryptocurrency space was just fascinating. So he was someone that I won't forget. Another person who really stuck in my mind was Daniel from Ontology. He was an English guy. He's been in China for many, many years, and he has been a really key part of Ontology and their ICO and the project overall. But he was a really interesting guy, and if anyone has any questions on Ontology, I'm more than happy to connect you to Daniel, because he's a really interesting guy and he has a really good understanding of the actual underlying technology and what they can do for the space, and not just kind of broad strokes. He can run through every aspect of every element of every piece of detail, where, you know, and really run through and give you the correct information. He's super interesting, and as I said, more than happy to connect our listeners to Daniel. Another guy that really stuck in my mind, and someone that I thought was very special, because you meet a lot of people at events like this, and you always meet a lot of people in the crypto space, and you meet a lot of people from different areas, but sometimes you meet someone and they just really stick with you. And that was Tyler Adams, and he is also another co-founder of the City of Zion. And Tyler, I have the privilege of going for a few drinks with him at the local bar, and Tyler is someone has a really good understanding, but he is also very thoughtful of the bigger picture. And what I mean by that is he's looking to impact people's lives rather than to make money, which some ICOs guys do. But he's looking to change the world, so to speak. And what he's working on and how they've structured it. So the City of Zion have people in all continents of the world and all different time zones. And they're very proactive in events. They're very proactive in spreading the good word, and also showing people how to use the technology, how to develop a smart contract on the Neo blockchain, how to keep pushing forward, and how to educate people and how to include them into the journey that they're on. So that's super, super interesting. And he's someone that, once again, is definitely a key player in the Neo blockchain and City of Zion itself. I also had the privilege of meeting Jonathan. Jonathan is a core member of Redpoll. It's a really exciting ICO. Jonathan was a super cool guy, like super cool. He could get on with anyone, but he was very proactive, and he was someone that he had time for everyone, even if you are a small holder in of Redpoll's tokens, or if you're someone that's looking to, you know, really increase your size and your position in Redpoll. And he had a lot of time for everyone, which is really good to see in the crypto space. And he's always giving back to people and requests. And he spoke to pretty much everyone there, and that's really cool to see. So that he really stuck with me as well. Niraj, who's the CTO of Blue Zelle, another great guy. I've had the pleasure of meeting Niraj a few times now, and Pavel Baines, cool guys. Every time I meet them, I always enjoy the time I spend with them. I had the privilege of having lunch with them. We also went to the bar after with all the speakers of the event, so that was super cool. And another ICO that did extremely well and was someone that I really wanted to speak to was Joya Lin, and she is from the Deep Brain Chain. And Joya Lin, super, super interesting, really good understanding of the space. And I mean, these people, you know, they're committing a lot to the projects. You know, it's not a part-time job, it's not a 9-to-5 job. These guys, like, they flew over from Shanghai, which is 16 hours, I believe, ahead of California or San Francisco. They flew all the way in, and they fly out tonight, and then they do another event over there. So these guys are just constantly working, constantly pushing forward, and everyone I meet in the crypto space that's serious and does this full time is the same. Every day they're working, you know, Monday through to Sunday. Every hour of the day they're looking to see how they can add value to their community, or how they can build out their protocol, or how they can, you know, add value to the overall space. And it's great to see that the community is always building and everyone is involved in this. Everyone. So it's great to see that. And it's great to see everyone, including everyone into the space, including the overall community, including new people who just want to learn how to buy Neo, or people that are looking to have an ICO, or people looking to, you know, understand the programmer level and how to develop smart contracts. Everyone's included, and everyone's here to help everyone else, which is really special. And it's something I've never come across in any industry prior to this. So I'm really happy that I'm proud that I'm honored that I was here at the first Neo DevCon. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow to see more great speakers. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a fantastic evening. And I'll be back tomorrow.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.